KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Dougtown help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law, sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In high school wrestling last night, the regional dual tournaments were held around the state, classes 1A and 2A. In 2A action at Creston last night, it was Atlantic Cam defeating Sadell 52-19 in the semifinal round. Creston OM also a winner, 55-7 over Winterset in the semifinals. The championship match saw Creston Orient Maxburg defeat Atlantic Cam 40-22 as Creston OM moves on to the state 2A regional dual tourney. In 2A regional action last night at Sergeant Bluff Luton High School, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton defeating Kemper Catholic 64-6. MOC Floyd Valley beat Boyden Hall Rock Valley 41-36. And Sergeant Bluff Luton in the championship match wins over MOC Floyd Valley 61-14 as SBL moves on to the state dual tournament. In Class 1A at a regional at Audubon last night, it was Audubon defeating Southwest Iowa 57-18 in one of the semifinal matches. The other semifinal match had Logan Magnolia downing East Mills 40-25. In the championship, it was Logan Magnolia, a winner over Audubon 53-15. Logan Magnolia advancing to the state dual tournament. Also in a 1A meet at Southeast Warren High School last night, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont downed Bedford Lennox 62-18 in a semifinal match. Sigourney Keota beat Southeast Warren 36-31. Then in the finals, it was Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont advancing to state with a 53-18 win over Sigourney Keota. In girls' high school basketball play last night in Hawkeye 10 action, a game heard here on KJAN, it was Clarinda defeating Atlantic 66-47. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 42-39, Harlan over St. Albert 53-23, Kemper Catholic beat Denison 48-36, and Lewis Central, a non-conference winner, 51-44 over Abraham Lincoln. In Western Iowa Conference girls play last night, IKM Manning over AHST 63-27. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 72-52. It was Tri-Center winning a non-conference game 53-21 over Thomas Jefferson. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva beat West Harrison 76-42. Also last night in girls hoops, Boone beat Carroll 59-37. Earlham over West Central Valley 76-60. Fremont Mills topping Clarinda Academy 98-20. Heartland Christian beating East Mills 48-40. Iowa Christian Academy over Orient Maxburg 56-38. It was Mount Air over Lenox 63-49. Nottoway Valley beat Bedford 46-31. Panorama topping Greene County 64-44. Stanton over South Page 64-16. In boys basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Atlantic defeating Clarinda 63-35. Glenwood over Shenandoah 76-55. Harlan edging St. Albert 60-55. Kemper Catholic over Denison 54-52. And Abraham Lincoln knocked off Lewis Central 63-45. In Western Iowa Conference play, Trainer over Missouri Valley 54-43. Thomas Jefferson beat Tri-Center 31-28. IKM Manning over AHST 72-44. In Rolling Valley Conference boys play, Arweva beat West Harrison 70-48. Boyer Valley fell to Maple Valley 64-33. Also in boys hoops, Carroll over Boone 74-44. Earlham beat West Central Valley 69-47. East Union over Southwest Valley 63-43. Lenox topping Mount Air 45-33. Nishnabotna beat Essex 52-39. Nottoway Valley over Bedford 60-40. Stanton beat South Page 69-33. Fremont Mills over Clarinda Academy 68-60. And Heartland Christian a 60-59 winner over East Mills. Iowa State senior forward Melvin Edgem has been announced as the United States Basketball Writers Association's Oscar Robertson National Player of the Week for his performances against Oklahoma State and TCU. He's the third Cyclone to earn that honor this season, joining Dustin Hogue and DeAndre Kane. Edgem averaged 35 points last week, including a Big 12 record 48 points against TCU. He also had a career-high 18 rebounds against the Horned Frogs. Overall, Edgem's performance set or tied 10 Big 12 single-game records in the contest, including the most combined points and rebounds in a game. Earlier in the week, he scored 22 points with 13 rebounds as ISU won in Stillwater for the first time since 1988. Well, fourth-ranked Wichita State has become the first team in men's college basketball to open a season 26-0 since Memphis did it in 2008. The Shockers did it with a 78-67 win over Southern Illinois as Ron Baker scored 19 points and Clay Anthony Early added 18. Wichita State trailed by one at halftime and had to deal with Anthony Bean, who scored a game-high 25 points, but the Shockers still improved to 13-0 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Wichita State and Syracuse are the only remaining undefeated teams. No team has had a perfect regular season since St. Joseph's did it in 2004. Wyoming has ended San Diego State's bid for a perfect regular season in the Mountain West Conference by downing the fifth-ranked Aztecs 68-62. San Diego State drops to 21-2 overall. They're 10-1 in conference play. Third-ranked Florida earned its 16th straight win last night, winning at Tennessee 67-58. They're 11-0 in the conference, 22-2 overall. Nick Stauska scored 15 points, and 15th-ranked Michigan ended a 9-game losing streak in Columbus, Ohio, as they downed number 22 Ohio State 70-60. They improved to 10-2 in the Big Ten. Also last night, 19th-ranked Texas a winner. They clobbered Oklahoma State 87-68. In the NBA last night, Charlotte beat Dallas 114-89, Cleveland over Sacramento 109-99, Chicago beat Atlanta 100-85, Memphis over Washington 92-89, Miami topping Phoenix 103-97, Oklahoma City beat Portland 98-95, and Utah over the LA Lakers 96-79. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law, sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, the Cleveland Browns have announced a major shakeup in their front office as CEO Joe Banner is stepping down and general manager Michael Lombardi is leaving the team. Owner Jimmy Haslam made the announcement and said that assistant GM Ray Farmer has been promoted and will immediately take over the team's football operations and lead the Browns during free agency and the draft. That move comes 1 month after the Browns finally hired coach Mike Pettine after a 25-day search. Banner and Haslam fired coach Rob Chudzinski after one season. Hall of Fame pitcher Nolan Ryan has rejoined the Houston Astros as the team's executive advisor. Ryan worked as a special assistant to the general manager in Houston from 2004 until he became president of the Texas Rangers in 2008. He added CEO to his title with the Rangers in 2011 and remained in that position until he stepped down in October. Ryan will serve as an advisor to owner Jim Crane, general manager Jeff Lunau, and his son and the president of business operations, Reed Ryan. Pitcher Roy Oswalt is retiring after going 163-102 with a 3.36 ERA in 13 major league seasons. Oswalt was a 20-game winner with the Astros in 2004 and spent his first 9-plus seasons in Houston before playing for Philadelphia, Texas, and Colorado. Detroit Tigers ace Justin Verlander says he threw about 20 pitches off a mound on Monday, a month after undergoing muscle repair surgery. Verlander spoke with reporters Tuesday and said he didn't have any pain in his groin and hip, which bothered him last season. A person familiar with the deal says the Cleveland Indians and outfielder Michael Brantley have agreed to a 4-year, $25 million contract. Masahiro Tanaka was introduced by the New York Yankees after chartering a Boeing 787 at a cost of about $200,000. The plane seats about 200, but Tanaka's traveling party only included 5 passengers and his poodle. The 25-year-old right-hander agreed January 22nd to a $155 million 7-year contract. The Atlanta Braves plan to honor the 40th anniversary of Hank Aaron's record 715th home run in a pregame ceremony before their home opener against the Mets on April 8th. The team has also announced that the Braves will wear a commemorative patch on the right sleeve during this season. And an Olympic rarity is one of the highlights of the women's downhill event today, a tie and a double gold award. Tina Mays of Slovenia and Dominique Giessen of Switzerland both won Olympic gold medals when they completed the downhill course in a minute 41.57 seconds. Laura Gutt of Switzerland was just a tenth of a second behind in third place. The last tie in Olympic skiing happened in men's Super G at the 1998 Nagano Olympics. For the 28-year-old Giessen, it was only her third downhill victory. Though Mays won 2 silvers at the 2010 Vancouver Olympics, Giessen earned her first major medal. She came out of the leader's box and into the finish area to hug Mays after she completed her run. Julia Mancuso of the United States finished a disappointing eighth in that event. That's Checkin' Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. With 25 years' experience, let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.